No owls in the woods, but try your luck at the airport. This is the Environment Report. I'm Sarah Hewlett, in for Rebecca Williams, and we're going owling. The Waterloo State Recreation Area, west of Ann Arbor, is a good spot to find screech owls, barred owls, maybe even a great horned owl. So on a recent owl walk, on a cold Friday night, I tromped up a path with Katie McGlashan, an interpreter at Waterloo, and several dozen other people. At the top of a ridge, McGlashan pulls an iPod out of her pocket.
So I'm going to call the screech owl first. Here we go.
We listen and wait. Nothing. So we move on through the bog and up another rise. McGlashan encourages the group to try out their barred owl call. There are a few brave souls among us.
Who cooks for you?
Yeah,
who cooks for you all?
There you go.
Believe it or not, we did not convince any barred owls to return the call. So we tried the long shot, the great horned owl. At this point, you're hoping so hard for the call to be returned that you might start to hear things or see things.
There's a tree over there, and there's a broken branch that comes down. Mm-hmm. It looks like, I don't know if there's something on the end of it with
it. Sure, it looks like it, doesn't it? Yep.
A headlamp revealed it was not an owl, just a tree branch. But in spite of my owl-less trek, this is actually a good time of year to spot the birds. And you don't have to go out at night to do it. Snowy owls hunt in the daytime, and every year some of them work their way south from the Arctic looking for food. And this year there are a lot of snowy owls in the Great Lakes region. Experts aren't sure if that's because of a boom year for baby snowy owls, or there isn't enough food in the Arctic, or it could be a combination of the two. Kevin McGowan is with the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology. He says one place you can find snowy owls is near airports, which can look a lot like the Arctic.
No trees, no nothing, just open spaces. So they tend to congregate there and forage along those big open areas.
So showing up at airports, though, can be a big problem. And the snowy owl is not a small bird.
No, snowy owl is not a small bird. And it weighs about 8 pounds, which isn't a whole lot. But 8 pounds at 300 miles an hour on a windshield of an airplane, that's not a good thing. And typically what they do is they harass them. The problem with snowy owls is they don't scare very easily.
As I understand it, JFK Airport in New York had a bit of a public relations problem on its hands when it tried to get rid of snowy owls there.
That's right. JFK is one of the busiest airports in the country. You've got these big birds that aren't responding to your normal tactics, and so they decided the first weekend that they would just shoot a couple. Well, the word got out on that, and people didn't like that so much. And because you can do this, there are other alternatives. And they quickly said that that's what they would do. They would partner with somebody to try to move these owls away without shooting them.
Well, for bird watchers or even just people who happen to look up and see one of these beautiful birds, this influx of snowy owls has got to be a pretty exciting thing.
Oh, it is. It's very exciting for the local bird watchers. I've seen 10 individuals in the last 2 weeks. They are really, really fantastic animals.
Well, Kevin McGowan, happy birding, and thank you so much.
Thank you. I hope you get the chance to enjoy some snowy owls yourself.
That's Kevin McGowan from the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology. Officials at Detroit Metro Airport say last week alone, their wildlife specialists trapped and relocated 8 snowy owls. That's the Environment Report. I'm Sarah Hewlett.